Thank you for that introduction. Once again, my name is Bradley Wilson, and today I'll be talking about nematode control options and the profitability of those options in cotton production, and this is on 2 years of data in Mississippi. So just an introduction, the reniform nematode is a major nematode across the Mid-South. A 5% yield loss was observed in Mississippi in 2017, and an estimated annual loss in the United States is approximately $130 million. So on the picture to the right, we have the state of Mississippi. The green counties represent where the reniform nematode has been observed. And I like to point out that in those green counties is where a lot of the ag production comes from in the state of Mississippi. So just some management practices, cultural and mechanical practices, the use of tillage to expose the roots to dry out these nematodes, or the use of rotation or non-host rotational crops such as corn, sorghum, and peanuts are all beneficial in helping reduce the population in consecutive years. So there are really three chemical treatments that are used today: soil fumigants, in-furrow applications, and seed treatments. Now, I think a lot of the questions that are asked are, do I go with a seed treatment alone, or do I couple that with an in-furrow, and then they also look at soil fumigant applications? So the objective of this study was to not only determine the profitability, but the agronomic benefit as well with respect to nematode control in cotton. And so the hypothesis was that a seed treatment in combination with an in-furrow application or a soil fumigant would provide us with our greatest yield compared to seed treatments alone. Now, due to the high cost of the fumigant, we figured we'd see a greater potential profitability with the use of seed treatments in combination with our in-furrow application. So we had three locations. Hamilton, Mississippi was a Prentice fine sandy loam under dry land conditions. Also Oswego, Mississippi, which is a dub silt loam in dry land conditions, and then Chula, Mississippi, which is a Collins silt loam under irrigated environment. So this was a factorial arrangement of treatments within a randomized complete block. There were four row plots and four replications of these plots. So we had three seed treatments. One was a base application of azoxystrobin, mefenoxam, and fluteoxanil. And this was the most affordable seed treatment we had, which was at $29 per hectare. And then we also had two premiums, Aris and Copio. Aris, which is thiodicarbon imidacloprid, the treatment cost was approximately $45 per hectare. And then as we moved to Copio, which is fluoropyrim, it was approximately $36 per hectare. Now we had two in-furrow treatments, one granular and one liquid. The granular was AgLogic 15G, which consisted of aldicarb at a rate of 5.6 kilograms per hectare, and this treatment cost was approximately $74 per hectare. The liquid in-furrow was Vellum Total, which consisted of fluoropyrim and imidacloprid at an application rate of 1.3 liters per hectare, and the cost of this treatment was approximately $93 per hectare. And so as we move lastly to the soil fumigant, we have Telon 2, which is 1,3 dichloropropene, and the application rate was at 28.1 liters per hectare and a depth of 10.2 centimeters. And so as you look at the cost here, you can tell that the soil fumigant was much higher than the seed treatments and the in-furrows at a cost of $130 per hectare. On the right is the Telon rig that was used, a four-row rig, and then we have the CO2 on the right in the black canister and the active ingredient in the left canister. So this is the treatment list, and what I want to focus on first is the pre-treatment. And so as we look, treatments 1 through 6 all receive a Telon application, while treatments 7 through 12 did not receive a Telon application. And so as we move over to the seed treatments with the in-furrows, we had a base seed treatment that was a seed treatment alone, as well as coupled with AgLogic and Vellum Total. As we move to Copio, Copio was a seed treatment that was applied alone and with Vellum Total. It was not a combination with AgLogic. And then Aris was only applied by itself as a seed treatment. So Copio and Aris, the reason we do not have all these combinations is on the label for Copio, a Bayer insecticide treatment can be applied with it, which is why Vellum Total was used in this situation. And the same thing with Aris. However, we would have been over the legal limit with imidacloprid at that point during the season if we would have plotted it with vellum total. So the data collected was stand counts, heights, total nodes, node above white flower, and node above crack ball. But the two I'll be focusing on today are nematode samples and lint yield. This data was analyzed using PROC mix and SAS 9.4 with the pairwise t-test to separate means at alpha equals 0.05. So here's a graph of the nematode population prior to any treatment at each location here. On the y-axis, we have nematode numbers per pint, and on the x-axis, we have our location. Now, there is a red line across the graph at the 1,000 mark, and that represents the economic threshold at this point during the season. So across all three locations where we were above threshold prior to any application. And so as we move to first bloom, this is a nematode population at first bloom based on telon application versus no telon application. So we did see an increase from prior to any treatment to bloom, and this is possibly due to the high reproductive rate of this nematode. And so on the y-axis, we have our nematode population, and on the x-axis, we have our telon versus no telon. And so we did see a significant reduction in nematodes with the use of telon. However, even with that reduction, if we saw there's another red line across the graph at the 2,000 mark, this is still above an economic threshold at this point during the season. And so as we move to and look at yield by the telon application, on the y-axis we have yield, and then on the x-axis we have telon versus no telon. And so the first thing I want to point out here is we had a significant increase in yield with the telon. However, it was only 36 kilograms higher than the no telon application. So we did not see the level of difference that we saw on this in the graph prior to this with the nematode population with respect to yield with the telon. So as we move to our in-furrow versus our seed treatment yield, on the y-axis we have our yield in kilograms per hectare, and then on the x-axis we have each treatment, each seed treatment with its in-furrow. Now, so from left to right we have our seed treatments with our in-furrows, and then on the right side of the graph we have just our seed treatments applied alone. Now as we look here, I want to point out these two, Base Plus Ag Logic and Base Plus Vellum Total, our most affordable seed treatment coupled with the in-furrow application had significantly greater yields compared to the seed treatments that were applied alone. Now as we move to the far right of the graph, we have Aris, Base, and Copio. We saw no statistical differences between these three seed treatments with respect to lint yield. Now I want to move to the profit of the nematode control. So a risk analysis was used to determine the probability of profits among these nematicide treatments. And this was using stochastic efficiency with respect to the function SERF. Cotton prices were averaged across Mississippi from 2011 to 2016. And we come up with $1.80 per kilogram of lint for the price. And so this is a percent probability graph of net returns that are above treatment costs. And so on the y-axis, we have the probability. And then on the x-axis, we have the treatments. And from left to right, we have every combination of treatments with a telon application. And then to the very right of the graph, we have every combination without a telon application. So I just want to take a minute to tell you what these three bars represent. The green bars at the top represent the probability that profits would be above $1,729 per hectare. The yellow bars represent probabilities that profits would be in between $1,235 and $1,729 per hectare. And then the red bars represent the probabilities that profits would be less than $1,235 per hectare. So each of these numbers, $1,729 is equal to $700 per acre, and then $1,235 is equal to $500 per acre. And so as we look here to the left side of the graph of the telon applications with our seed treatment and in-furrow combinations, we really saw no advantage to using telon in this situation. When we move to the far right of the graph here, I want to point out these two, 38% and 41%. Base plus Ag Logic and Base plus Vellum Total. Once again, our most affordable seed treatment coupled with the two infers gave us the highest probability of producing those returns greater than $700 per acre. And so as we move to the very far right here of the and look at Copio, Aris, and Base, once again, we saw no statistical difference with respect to yield. And it kind of shows here the 24%, if I can get this to, the 24% and 29% and 31% probabilities that profits would be in that high range above $700. So there was not much difference, but our base seed treatment did have the highest probability, and that is most likely due to the cost of that treatment versus the other two. So in conclusion, seed treatments plus in-furrow applications did significantly increase yield compared to our seed treatments alone. And then chemical treatments that contained a seed treatment plus an in-furrow application provided us with the greater probabilities of high net returns above $700 compared to the fumigant or the seed treatment alone. And so in this situation, just Telon did not increase the probability of these net returns, and that is likely due to the cost of the treatment. So for future research, I think we can continue to evaluate the profitability of these control options as well as the agronomic benefit, but I also think we can investigate precision ag methods, as we know nematode densities will vary within the field. I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated, Dr. Darren Dodds, Dr. Tom Allen, Dr. Larry Faulkner for the help with the economic side of this, the graduate students and student workers. This is a list of references used during this talk. And at this time, I'll take any questions you might have.
Question for
our speaker? Yes, sir.
So how did you go about determining what the cost of each treatment was?
Okay, so he asked, how do we determine the cost of each treatment? So we used the Mississippi State Ag Econ book and got some of these seed treatments. However, we had to talk with a couple company reps to determine the cost of their treatment as well. Yes, sir.
Did you go into another research in another kind of nematodes?
So at this point, we were just focused on the reniform nematode, but I also think you could look at the root knot as well.